this is Rainbow B, and I'm bored, so I'm going to do Miss Kitten 02, the mildly curious questionnaire. MK's mildly curious questionnaire. One, if you had a boat, what would you name it? I've never thought about having a boat or what I would name a boat until I read this question. And I think the answer would have to be I would name the boat Poseidon's Beard. I mean, that just, I don't know, that seems like the perfect thing to name a boat. Imagine how magnificent Poseidon's beard would be. I would hope that my boat would be half as magnificent. Two, do you have a favorite quote or saying? A favorite quote or saying. I guess, like, this is just, it's stuck with me. There's two things, actually, that have stuck to me. One was something I read when I was in elementary, and it was just a short little thing where it's like, man cries out to the universe, I exist. The universe replies, something along the lines of basically, what do you care? What why do I care? It's like the universe replies. Oh shit. Every time I stop talking, I start remembering it, and then when I start to say it, it goes away. And then the other thing that I really remember a lot was in my most emo, my freshman year of high school. I heard this song, Sweet Pandemonium by him. And like the opening part where today, tomorrow seems so far away and the wait in vain. That was like, hell yeah. That is so fucking true. And it seems true today, so not in the same way. It's true in a different way now. If you had an intro song that played before you walked in a room, what would it be? Like, I can tell you the song that came to mind. Oh, some bird caught my dog's interest. It's not, okay, the song that came to mind is definitely because of memes. It's Toxic by Britney Spears. That, I don't think fits me in any way, but it still, it popped up into my head, and I cannot think of anything else now. Oh, but that is not me. That is so not me. See, what's an unpopular opinion you hold? Well, the popularity of opinions is a lot to do with the culture of an area. So, I guess the question is, what makes me an oddball here? Well, I'm in a red state, so I have pretty strong left-wing, progressive, political beliefs. So that's you know, a thing that's unpopular here. And I live in a generally purple area. Like, there's a mix of, like, Democrats and Republicans, but the state is red. It sets a tone for things, and I don't agree with a lot of that tone. Like, I'm pro-choice. I'm pro-trans rights. I'm pro-LGBT rights in general. Had to argue with some relatives about, like, the whole Black Lives Matters thing. That's an unpopular opinion to think, you know, hey, police brutality isn't good, and it's specifically, statistically, like, with evidence affecting one subset of the population more, this is fucking messed up and that something needs to be done. And I got, like, just the most bullshit. The desire to maintain status quo at the expense of others' ability to live in the same comfort as you. How fucking bullshit and messed up is that? So, that's my unpopular opinion that I hold. What do you think is the most overrated movie? Well, that's difficult to say. Like, if you think about what the director or the writer of the script or whatever was going for, it changes the context of things. And context changes a lot of shit. I don't think I would say that there's a most overrated movie. Like, everything has merits, everything has flaws. It's most overrated. I can't even think of a movie that I can think of everyone agreeing is great. Not that I would be, like, salty about that. What was the best and worst book you had to read for school? In high school, when Lord of the Rings movies were, you know, a deal, you know, I had to read them for class, but I'd read The Hobbit and the whole series, like, when I was in sixth grade, so I was like, well, I already know this whole deal, it's very familiar. It was fun to read it again, but there's only really one series that I've, and sexually two series, but there's two exceptions. Like, I don't, for the most part, I don't want to reread a book, so having to read that wasn't really fun. A lot of my friends had teachers that they had to read, The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged, so I'm happy that I avoided that. I don't want to go on a rant about Ayn Rand, because that's just not going to be fun for anyone. Book that I enjoyed reading. I liked reading Les Mil Temas. That spoke a lot to me. I don't remember what the author's name was. Bless me, Ultima. I recommend it for, you know, anyone who wants to sit and have a think. Like, all of the books that I'm like, well, what did I hate having to read for class? It's like, well, I hated having to read it because I'd already read it. Like, I love gothic novels, but I hated reading the gothic novels again. I've already read them. I knew about Frankenstein. I knew about Dracula. Like, I'd already read them in middle school. So it's just, the worst books were the ones where I had to reread things I'd read from middle school. Seven, if you could only listen to three songs for the rest of your life, what three songs would you listen to? Oh, that's so difficult. That is so difficult because what songs I want to listen to are entirely dependent on my mood, and I love so many different genres. Like, am I going to go for things that I can readily and easily name right now? I'm going to miss out on so fucking much. I don't know the names of songs or artists a lot of the time. Like, oh, and it's not even just, like, it's just three songs, not, like, an album or anything. Like, what? Two songs immediately pop into my mind. The Humbling River and the Green Valley. The Green Valley? No, it's a Green... Yeah, it's the Humbling River. And the other song is the Green Valley. Green Valley? But both by Pussifer. I love those songs. And... fuck, what am I... And Jolene by Dolly Parton. Oh, but I hate that. I hate having to pick just three songs. Pick a letter, any letter, in 20 seconds, name as many things as you can, that starts with the letter. Going to go with the letter, G. Many things start with the letter. I don't have a timer. Hold on. Wait, I think I might have a timer on my app. Yep, it's 20 seconds, huh? I'm doing this all scientific here with a timer. Alright, I said the letter G for some fucking reason, and now I need to name as many things in 20 seconds. Goats, giraffes, garages, games, gussets, gorillas, GWA, oh shit, oh, it went over, but, okay, so that was that. Nine, if there was a book written about you in your life, what would you want the first sentence to be? She had no idea what she was doing, but she tried. 10, following that, what would you want the cover to look like? What would I want the cover of biography about me to look like? It has to be like my paintings when I get around to doing paintings. They're mostly abstract. I had one something with purple. Something purple and abstract, I guess. So that was my questionnaire. MK's mildly curious questionnaire. Double alliteration for the win. So thank you for listening.